To achieve a truly perfect landing, you need to set down at the right place. This is Addison Airport Radio, the place to hear the news of the Dallas metro area's best business aviation destination. And now, here's your host, Rob Mark.
Welcome back to Addison Airport Radio, the only business aviation airport on the air each week with news and views about our little slice of the industry. The U.S. economy is still sending out some very mixed signals lately, with unemployment still hovering at nearly 10% in most areas and over 15% in a few more. The aviation industry was particularly hard hit, with manufacturers like Cessna and Hawker Beechcraft in Wichita alone asking over 7,000 workers to take some unpaid time off. Airports were also hard hit as traffic counts and fuel flow numbers plunged. When one company here at Addison, Ameristar Jet Charter, in fact, said they'd actually begun to see some business improvement a few months back, we were, well, maybe a little skeptical. I called Stacy Muth at Ameristar. People who meet Stacy realize very quickly that she's more than just a positive thinker about business aviation. She's an effervescent kind of business lady, a rarity in this industry, but certainly one when the economy's in the worst downturn since the Great Depression. I began by asking Stacy about her role at Ameristar.
But I'm Ameristar's Vice President of Operations, and I have the responsibility for sales, marketing, dispatch, billing, collection, legal, trucking, ground handling. That's about it.
Well, it certainly sounded like Stacy Muth was busy. And because Ameristar Jet Charters flies cargo, and primarily at night, most people really don't even know what Ameristar does.
Well, today, Ameristar is the world's largest operator of on-demand Part 135 cargo aircraft. The Ameristar companies, which include Ameristar Jet Charter, Ameristar Air Cargo, Ameristar Airways, Tom Walkendorfer Aviation, and Sierra American Corporation, were all started by Tom Walkendorfer, who today is still our founder, president, and sole shareholder.
To keep this all in perspective, of course, you'd need to know just how bad business had been before I talked to Stacy.
Actually, the last 12 to 15 months have been utterly dreadful for charter, in particular in cargo charter, which is the bulk of our business. They always say that charter is the first business to fall down in a recession and the last business to come up at the end of the recession. So we would have expected to still be rather soft. We've had inordinate success this year with the passenger 737. In fact, last Saturday, the president of Iraq was aboard the aircraft.
Muth said there are other signs as well that point to better business days ahead for Ameristar Jet Charters.
Certainly an increase in phone traffic, an increase in the amount of flying our pilots are doing, breaking mileage guarantees, earning all sorts of extra incentives. And then our competitors are also, you know, the ones who are still flying are also starting to have limited capacity.
In the second half of our program, we're going to continue our conversation with Stacy Muth, Vice President of Operations at Ameristar Jet Charters.
This is Addison Airport Radio.
Turning a company around during the Great Recession takes much more than luck, especially when you're operating aircraft as small as a King Air and as large as a Boeing 737 and the DC-9, not to mention dozens of Learjets and Falcons. I asked Stacy to share a few of the business strategies Ameristar had used to weather the economic storm that began in 2009.
Ameristar pioneered a nomadic fleet. While we have airplanes here at Addison and in our other bases in Detroit, Michigan, and El Paso, Texas, when an airplane on the cargo side, this is, and you know, there's a dozen cargo Falcons and a dozen cargo Learjets, plus the Cargo 9. When they're out doing a trip, let's say we pick up in Laredo today and drop in Kansas City, that aircraft won't fly back to Addison, nor will it go to Detroit, where our other base is. It will sit in Kansas City and wait for its next trip. So they flow through all the bases for maintenance, and they flow through bases to pick up pilots, but none of them are really domiciled anywhere. We like to keep them all over the country. That's an advantage to our customers. When you call, there's not a pile of airplanes sitting in Dallas. You know, there's an airplane that might be 45 minutes away from where you are in Tennessee.
And despite the strength of the economy up until recession began, of course, the end of 2008, the folks at Ameristar used some very interesting business techniques for success.
Strategy has not been to get big accounts. You know, we didn't go directly after what used to be called the Big Three. I think now they call them the Detroit Three. Instead, we went after the little tiny suppliers who worked for those people. So instead of having, when I came to Ameristar in 1999, for example, almost 80% of our business was consolidated between two different customers. And that's a heck of a liability. And so when I came in, we started a new And it was Tom's vision. Tom hired me to do this. We came in and started going out to, you know, people who might only charter twice a year rather than people who charter twice a day. And it's a long, arduous process, both from the sales standpoint. You may call on a guy six times before he ever has a charter. And then from a customer service standpoint, the requirements of every different individual as to whether they want door-to-door service or airport-to-airport service, whether or not they want email alerts or telephone alerts or no calls at all, there's unique desires or needs for every customer. And the more customers you have, the harder it is to keep up with. And so now, you know, our business has evolved from being all we did was fly car parts to we've flown Willie Nelson's racehorses. We flew some famous boxer's trunks to a fight. We've flown like powdered food additives for kosher bin. That video game, they're stealing cars in L.A. You know, we've been on the news before with, you know, the pilot and promo guy holding a copy of Grand Theft Auto out the Falcon window as we pull into some big hangar. That gets us, you know, a whole different type of business than automotive. We do an awful lot of work during hurricanes Katrina, Wilma, and Rita.
Of course, part of my strategy during the interview was to steer Stacy towards some explanation of why they used Addison Airport. But not before I got an answer to one final charter question, an explanation of supply and demand. Although Stacy Muth called it something quite different.
There's no delicate way to explain lobster pricing, but that's exactly what we call it. Depending on what time of year it is, lobster's expensive or lobster's inexpensive. Relatively so. And same with charter. Charter is never cheap. When you consider the cost of a charter, it's not the cost of the airplane that's the issue. It's the value of it in terms of lost time. Whether you're moving an auto part to a line or you're moving a team of executives to a meeting, because you're moving them by charter, they don't have to, say, stay overnight or wait in line on commercial airlines. We do have a number of contract customers dedicated to Ameristar for whom we are their exclusive source. And that means that they call us for our airplanes. They call us for, you know, we might have to move something big out of Germany on someone else's airplane, or we might have to move a little, you know, a little Pilatus or something across the country for them. For those customers who are exclusive to Ameristar, and we are their only provider, they have guaranteed locked-in tariff rates that don't go up when the market changes. For everyone else, it's lobster pricing.
So finally, the big question. Why is Ameristar Jet Charters based at Addison Airport?
I imagine the residents of Addison are asking that because there's a lot of big Ameristar airplanes going in and out. But Addison has always been very good to us. One thing we find about Dallas, particular to Addison, the airport's wonderful. Our neighbors on the field are fantastic. There's a great pool of talent here. The Addison Airport is fantastic to work with. Addison, you know, thankfully, we haven't needed Addison Police or Addison Fire. We just think what we know of them, we do fire training for the firefighters here. They're just this is a great place to do business and a growing place. And if you saw recently, I can't remember what magazine, just named Dallas, like the third best city in the country for people to move to. And when you think of Dallas, you know, you can't think of the Metroplex without thinking of its jewel, Addison, you know, just north of downtown, right on the tollway, easy to get back and forth.
I wondered, too, whether Ameristar had some sort of, well, unwritten business philosophy that made them successful.
And we just always tried to do the right thing. And we talk about that a lot with, you know, doing the right thing and good things happen to us.
Learn more about Ameristar Jet Charter at AmeristarJet.com or through the Addison Airport website business directory. For Addison Airport Radio, I'm Rob Mark.
You've been listening to Addison Airport Radio. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. Your email comments and suggestions are always welcome. Write to us at radio@addisonairport.net. That's radio@addisonairport.net. To become a subscriber, visit us online at addisonairport.net and click the RSS button. Addison Airport Radio.